Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Like, I'm all knee-deep into this stuff, but I could not believe some of the outfits that were being worn last night at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Now, I like her, and I think she's lovely, and she's fine, and all those nice things.
Oh, no.
But did you see what Ariana Grande was wearing last night?
Yeah, I did. I mean, she looks a lot different than she used to. She's got a different hair color. She seems, she seems very thin. And then the dress and the color, it was different. I mean, I can't, it's tough for me to sit here and criticize someone that's as pretty as Ariana Grande being the, you know, chubby, hairy man that I am. But dude, she did look different. She looked different.
I didn't recognize her at all.
She looked totally different. You're right. If you hadn't seen her in her new video or new look or whatever, and she just popped on the screen last night, you wouldn't have known that that was her. Yeah. I mean, it's the hair color, I think, that changed it.
No, I'm talking about the dress. I mean, she looked like cotton candy.
Like cotton candy.
She looked like cotton candy last night. I don't know how else to explain it. Look at this
there
thing.
It is. Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. She is so thin.
I know. Yeah, I mean, but I don't know what to say.
I didn't know if that was a down comforter or what it was.
Yeah, Gina's super into this. And before I had kids, I'd watch as many of the movies as I could and then used to get into the Oscars. And now I didn't see any of them. And I want to watch Oppenheimer.
Oh, Oppenheimer was great.
I really do want to see it. And it won. It like won everything last night. But she was... She was watching all the red carpet stuff. I mean, it is insufferable.
Yes.
I mean, I'm telling you, like, and I went into the other room. I watched the end of the Arnold Palmer Invitational. I watched the end of that and then put on Full Swing. And then I just stayed out of the room. And I was just like, I'm not even going to try to wrestle the remote away from her while she's watching this. But it is, I mean, the interviews and the this and the that, the ass kissing and the just.
I love you. Love you.
Oh,
love
my God. You look, oh, what are you wearing? You look unbelievable. Oh, like, what are you excited for tonight? There was one funny thing, though, that I did see in the 5 minutes that I was sitting in the same room before I went and puked after watching this. So they were interviewing on E. They were interviewing Marlee Matling, who is deaf. You know, she's a deaf actress. I believe she might have won an Oscar in the past, or at least an Emmy.
Yes, she did.
The person interviewing Marlee Matling, you know, and they have someone who's signing to her and then obviously talking and answering for the audience. So the person that's interviewing Marlee Matling asks the question, then puts the microphone in front of Marlee Matling's face. Oh, and then Marlee Matling pushed the microphone away.
I know. You know what? It's kind of.
She goes, no. And it was like this awkward moment. I was like, oh my God, that's hard. I was like, that's something I would do.
I know, but you got to think about yourself in that situation. If you were doing the interview, how many deaf people actually have you interviewed?
Well, that makes it easier to not do that.
I think so, but I also can understand that's just a natural thing to do. Like,
I'm sorry.
Push the microphone there.
If there's someone who doesn't speak in front of me and it's clear, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to shove the microphone in their face. But it was, I don't know, that was a funny, I mean, the way the Marlee Matling handled it was incredible. Yeah, I saw, you know what's interesting? I will say that Ryan Gosling never shows up with his wife anywhere. They have this very, like, him and Eva Mendes have been married for a while, and they're both superstars, but he brings, like, a different family member, I guess, to the Oscars every year, and never her.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, he is talented.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God, is he talented.
And a tremendous, I mean, just such a good-looking man.
Yeah.
Jarring how good-looking he is.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And then Bradley Cooper was there for the Leonard Bernstein stuff that he did. Yeah. I mean,
he directed, wrote, and performed in that movie.
It's just tough.
Think about that. Think about how into something you have to be in order to pull something like that off.
Yeah. Now, I didn't see. So it was at the Oscars where Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, right?
Yeah.
That was the Oscars, yeah.
Right.
So I hadn't watched an Oscars live since then, that a few years ago.
Well, they started it an hour early, so, you know, that's probably why you saw some of it.
I saw the red. Gina was watching the red carpet. I didn't actually watch any of the show. I saw some highlights this morning. I saw some of the political people going crazy. I saw the John Cena thing on social media.
That was pretty funny, yeah.
He came out naked and had, an envelope in front of his junk or whatever. I saw that was a viral thing, but I don't know. Every year I get older, I get like more allergic.
Cynical. More cynical.
Allergic to award shows and okay. The ass kissing. Like I said, I really used to enjoy, because everything has just become about something else these days. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So like I honestly, back in the day, used to love, and this is when we had more time on our hands and no children and everything. We used to go, Gina and I would go to the movies when the Oscars would come out, and we'd go and try to watch as many as we could. And it was a fun thing to do around February and March because there wasn't as much sports, whatever. And we'd have a rooting interest. We'd watch the Oscars and root for the actors in the films. And like now I'm not seeing any of the movies. But then you put on the award show, you just want to like, you just skin crawls with some of this stuff.
Yes.
And I don't want to sound like the curmudgeon-y old guy with this, but I'm morphing into that.
Right.
Like, I'm just watching these people going, ugh.
Yeah, God. You know, there were two things that I actually did like. The one documentary, The 20 Days in Mariupol, about the war over in Ukraine, that was pretty moving. And I thought that the guy who actually won the award gave a pretty powerful speech. The other one was Robert Downey Jr. I didn't realize he had never won an Oscar.
Neither did I.
Yeah, and he wanted to thank his messed up childhood.
Oh, that's good.
That's what he said. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought he was good. Love that guy, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And he definitely has had a remarkable career. So,
oh, yeah, up and down. In and out. I mean, he, like, referred to all of that.
I mean, and he's just a mammoth actor. He's just so good at everything he's done. So, yeah, good for him. You actually watched this?
I watched some. I was going back and forth from the Nick game when Knicks would go to commercial.
I'm surprised at you.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I feel like you'd be
I watch most of these movies.
Oh, is that okay?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.